Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, we are The Morning Shift, and we are live from Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Gordon's out here with us, and Dylan is back at the station keeping us on track. Should we talk about the accident that just happened?
Let's do it.
Trying to come up with a joke about there being ice on the floor from the polar bear, but I couldn't come up with anything.
I thought I heard a crash back like in the background, and I was like, what was that?
I think it was the polar bear's belly.
Well,
Polar bear is just too strong, is what happened.
Yeah, we had a listener, Jeffrey, stop by, big listener, and we're talking to him. And look, I got to give the polar bear a little bit of credit. He's just extending the right hand of fellowship and sliding over the Coke barrel, and you know, showing off the sparkle Sprites and the vanilla Coke Zeros
Sour
and stuff.
Powerade, yeah.
And then he was taking it back to its home. And it just might have tipped over. I'm not sure if it was the polar bear's fault or not, but it did happen. Might have hit his foot, you know?
I was going to say that's like a size 25 foot and also a waist size of, I'm going to guess, like 86.
I got to say, the shoes might be the only thing that you could fit in that suit.
But everybody ran to help because the Publix staffers here are in what? What's going on?
A rival soda company just walked by laughing. I'm not even joking.
No.
A rival soda company just laughed.
Hey, do we need to have like a throwdown? Like, what's that musical where they
the Jets and the Sharks?
Yeah, where they start snapping.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Well, all the staff came out really fast to help Mr. Polar Bear here, the Coca-Cola Polar Bear, pick up like 24 Coke products. So everything is clean now. We are safe. Please come see us. We are at the Publix at Madison Yards on Memorial Drive. So, guys, I just got to point out, I saw Lane Kiffin just tweeted out a picture of a book. He does this every single day, but the first line is, how do you figure out what you really want? You imagine a life that would be too good to be true. And then you take note of the elements and themes. Blah, 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 blah. It goes on. It sounds like Lane's doing a little reflecting.
This sounds like, do y'all ever get the dating advice back when you were single that you need to be the person you want to be with, wants to be with?
Yes.
Like, that's what that sounds like.
Yes.
Imagine a life too good to be true. You said he does this every day.
Yeah.
How long has that been going on, though? Like, is this more than 2 weeks?
I don't want to answer for Allie. I did not notice it until like 4 days ago.
Right.
Exactly.
And
he does it every day, meaning since he has been trying to decide what school he's going to coach at next year, he does it every day.
Yeah, it's trolling at its finest. And I've encountered a troll or two in my life on social media, so
no.
I would know. It's finest. And I have to give him kudos. It sounds like, to be serious about the situation for a minute, it sounds like it might be heating up a little bit at LSU. But here's the problem right now. I don't know what to believe and what not to believe anymore with the reports, because there's just constant misinformation being thrown out there. And I'm sitting here, I'm going, what do you think that the misinformation on Twitter by some rando is really doing? Like, or by people maybe a little lesser in the know? Like, you're not changing the AD or the booster at the other university that's you're competing with. It just seems like just for all in fun, but it does seem like it's heating up between the two, and it's going to be a weird thing to see a coach at a Power 5 school in contention for a playoff spot possibly leave. I also noticed that one Atlanta-based national writer decided to take my storyline about the fact, or my thought process, that Ole Miss could cost him a playoff spot if Lane's not the coach there.
Yeah,
I maybe give credit next time, Woken.
I don't think there's any doubt. I will say this as well about the tweets. There has been a couple of Ole Miss players who have had some interesting retweets of late. I don't know if you guys saw that. Lacey, the running back, retweeted something about, you know, the fact that Lane Kiffin was kind of taking eyes off of the team and putting things in jeopardy. There was not a tweet, a retweet. You know what I mean? Almost like a cosign of like, yeah, maybe that is the truth. So, I don't know. I hate it from that aspect. I've said it since the beginning. I hate all this for the players. But, again, it's way different than it was 10 years ago. So, I'll kind of let that marinate.
I know Allie wants to get to the games. And Dubs, make this real quick because it's for you, Mike. Does it devalue that whole talking point that that some of the self-righteous writers and people want to throw – and analysts want to throw out
– analysts –
about, oh, you know, how you're treating the kids, with the kids now doing the exact same thing. I think it devalues that. That argument 10 years ago held with me a little bit stronger. These days I'm just sitting here thinking, you know what? No, because everyone's treating like a business.
I think a little bit, but I think you're painting with a broad brushstroke, because I think there are still people at Ole Miss that love Ole Miss and that are from Mississippi, and that was their dream all along. And for Lane Kiffin to kind of toy around with that when a lot of these guys – when that program's reaching the pinnacle of what it's – the best it's ever been, and there's still people that love that program, there's still players in that locker room that do believe in team and brotherhood bonding and locker room and the relationships. Not everybody is just out to tell their agent to find a better contract. You know what I mean? I would say – I would argue that that's probably only – 10 to 20% of the locker room in some of these instances. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's something to it, and I feel a little bit less passionate about it, but I still hate it for some of these kids that are 19 and move across the country or whatever it is to have this, you know, this whole situation pop up.
I'm a little ashamed at how fast I was able to figure out when Lane started these tweets. It was October 6th. So is that when?
So 6 weeks ago.
Let's see. I believe.
Is that when the carousel started turning?
Yeah, sure. Franklin was fired around then, I believe.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, this weekend got a lot of great matchups. Georgia Tech is hosting Pitt this weekend.
Yeah, that is a – I don't want to speak too much here. Like, that feels like it's the biggest Georgia Tech game in two decades. Maybe it's not, and I know they've played an ACC title game with the one season they had a little while back, but that game to secure your spot in Charlotte for the ACC title game and a possible college football playoff berth, considering where that program's been, that is the most massive situation I can think about on Saturday night.
I covered them in 2009. I covered the home games, and I believe that was the year they won the ACC title. I could be off. I think that was it with Nesbitt under Paul. What feels so big about this is Brent Key seems to be there to stay. That's the way I see it. I believe that. I believe Brent when he says those things. And it's just like this is the vision Brent's had since he took over as the interim, and then they went through the stuff with getting it. And it just feels like this is a culmination and a kind of an arrival and saying, look, we're not going to be – I don't think Georgia Tech's ever going to be Georgia. I think that's fair to say, and I don't think it's wrong to say. But to say that they can't compete – as being a top five ACC team every year, is not unfair. And to me, that it this kind of will put you. This is a game you got to win. You get the ACC title game. It really sets the program up well to kind of move forward and be a winner.
Agree.
A lot of good games this weekend. Are you guys ready to play or nay? So basically, I have found some obscure sports. And you get to tell me whether what I give you is actually a play or nay. It is not a play. It's fake and made up.
So you're saying that you're going to lie at some point about whether something is an actual sport or not?
No. Well, the plays within them.
Okay.
Yes. So you've probably heard of all these sports. I'm going to have to move my computer because we are very closely linked in here. All right. Yes. Don't look at anything I have on my screen.
Bo's a cheater, though. So
I almost fell off the stage. I tried to move my chair over. Now I almost
hit
a polar bear.
See the Miss Universe girl? Oh, that's another conversation for another day.
Okay.
She had to go to the hospital.
Oh no,
dude! That I almost went. Really, it was almost knocked Tostitos over.
All right, so we're gonna talk about curling. You guys are aware of curling. Are you very familiar with it, though?
No, but you know who would win this game? I can already tell you, it was Abe Gordon.
I was thinking that when I came up with this game last night. All right, the hack weight. Is this a real play or nay?
What, you can say it one more time?
The hack weight.
Hack weight.
Yes.
I'm going to say it is. So what's the right answer? Play?
Well, I'm going to say nay.
Okay.
All right. It is a play. So, Mike, you are correct. It is a type of shot with controlled speed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What about a stone sniffer? Still within curling.
I'm going to say play.
I'm going to say nay.
It is nay.
Oh.
There is really
good. Good for you for coming up with
there
that.
There is something like that, I think, but not a sniffer.
The only reason I said play is because I was like, Allie wouldn't just throw out stone sniffer. Like, who comes up with
have
that?
Have you listened to her this week? Yeah, she's been a little bit diabolical. I absolutely agree that she could come up with that.
Yeah, all right, let's move on to Aussie rules for football, okay? So moving down under. The specky. Is the specky a play or nay?
I say it's a play.
Yeah, I'm going to say play as well.
It is a play. It is a spectacular aerial catch.
I was going to say the only reason I'm going to say play is because that's a nickname of a bigger word, and you wouldn't just come up with that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just going to diagnose it from that angle. That's a nickname. You're not just going to come up with a nickname.
How about the drop punt?
Play.
I know that this is a play, but I'm wondering if that's the right word for it. I'm going to say play.
It's a play.
Let's go.
Okay, how about the dingo cutback?
No, that's a nay. That's a nay.
I'm going to say nay as well.
It's nay.
Yeah, okay.
Just had to dingo say ate your baby.
Exactly. All right, moving on to cricket. Okay. Is this a play or nay? A googly.
You go first, Bo.
That's a nay.
I'm going to say nay.
It's real.
No.
It's real.
A googly?
I thought that was something from that Google movie with Vince Vaughn.
No, man. Okay.
How about a dill scoop?
That's a play.
That's a play.
That is a play. That's a rare batting shot. Okay, we're moving on to a competitive lumberjacking competition.
All right.
Okay, so competitive lumberjacking. Okay. A hot saw.
I'm going to go play.
I'm going to go play as well.
That is a play. It's a chainsaw event. How about the timber twirl?
Play.
Yeah, I'm going to go nay.
That's nay.
Oh. That is nay.
There's nothing in a lumberjack competition called a twirl.
I thought when you cut it down and it spins off the base, that's what I was thinking.
Just a couple more. I have kabaddi. Kabaddi is a contact team sport played between two teams of seven in India. Okay. The can't.
Say that again?
The can't. Like, I can't do something. The can't.
I'm going to say nay because I don't think that's like – aren't they Buddhists in India? No, they're not. There's something else. Nay.
Mike, what do you say? Play or nay?
I don't know how to answer Hindu after that, dude. I don't know where he's going with this.
Well, I was going to say it. That something negative would never be a, you know, that wouldn't be in a
right.
sport.
I'm going to say that. What did you say?
I said nay.
I'm going to say play.
It is a play.
Let's go. I had to zig when he zagged at some point.
Continuous chant while rating. Maybe we can get into some more of these because we are out of time on these, but congratulations. You guys
did. I was going to say, do we need to tease one? Do we need to bring it back?
Let's see. Okay, this is a bonus round. Just tell me if this is a real sport or not.
On the other side of the break.
On
right?
the other so side of the break. Shout it okay. out. Method air. And do not Google this.
Okay.
I will be watching you during the break. We'll handle that, and we're also going to dive back in to the Falcons-Saints matchup with the morning shift. We are live from Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta. It's the Madison Yards location if you want to stop on by on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.